Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Snit, snit, snit. Ah, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whatever one you want to call it. This is your, not necessarily weekly this time of year because it's summertime and we're not on every week, but just a little dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we talk about it. But like we like to keep it right here in our own backyard, and that's what we're going to do here in just a second when we welcome in my guy, Joel Hillsman. You know, I always have him on during the hoop season, especially when we get into the region tournaments and the state championship tournament. But just real quick, want to give a shout-out to the Braves. Shout-out to Turtle, Chris Thomas, holding it down just before I hopped on and had a phenomenal Braves recap show as listeners called in. And I said, snit, snit, snit. Why didn't you leave Chris in? You should have left Sale in. That's what you all have been needing. You guys have had performances snit from some of your arms that have proven that they probably could have gone the distance. You pulled him, and you pulled him in the ninth with two outs. Oh, my God. Anyway, most important, though, Braves did get the win. So they will officially win this series. They need to sweep. They need to get the win tomorrow because they have not swept a series since sweeping the Twins back in April. So that's enough of that. Again, this 1 hour is all about high school sports. So let's bring in my guy, Joel Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy. Joel, it's been about 3 months since we've last got a chance to talk as we did a little wrap-up after the state championship tournament. Welcome into the show. Thank you for staying up late to hop on, man.
Not a problem, man. Glad to be on. Yeah, I guess it's been that time. But, yeah, man, 116 pitches, man. It was okay. It was okay to pull him out.
No, come on, man. He could have got that out.
he got to go against him next week, man. So, yeah.
True that. True that. All right, Joel. The GBCA Live, technically second week because the girls, they kicked it off last weekend. Boys first weekend this weekend. And then they'll have another weekend next weekend. But, man, first off, man, just talk about the event. You've been a part of it. You've covered it and broadcasted games for, you know, ever since its inception pretty much, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so just share some thoughts for you, you know, on the event and, you know, just how you've watched it kind of evolve and, you know, just give a little insight on the event in general.
I mean, I really like it. I mean, it's the live period. You get excited for it. It's one of the standouts for the week with the GBCA. This week it's Georgia only. So you got 10 brackets, 16 teams in each bracket. Some fun brackets of some are stronger than others. But it gives you that opportunity to play in front of the collegiate coaches from all levels. You know, some coaches will come in on Friday and they'll watch the Friday game. Some will be there on Saturday only. Some, and you'll have them coming in and out. And you just, it's a good opportunity to just be able to talk with the coaches, see who they see who they like, see what they want to see for the future, and then give the players an opportunity to showcase their development since the end of the last season.
All right, and it's the event's impact for Georgia High School hoops. You know, if you had to kind of sum it up, you know, what would you say in regards to that? Like you said, because all these different national coaches and recruiters are coming in to watch these young men and ladies perform on this at this event. So, you know, from your vantage point, what would you say about the impact that it's had over the years for these young men and women when in terms of recruitment and things of that nature?
You have to come to Georgia. If you're a college player, forget the portal. I don't want to hear anything about that. But if you're looking for players, you have to recruit Georgia. So coaches from all conferences, divisions, levels, they come here. They know that. Even with On the Radar having their event also as well that'll have, you know, D3 and below coaches, you have to recruit Georgia. The talent is here. It's more transient than it was, especially in the metro area. So the impact it had is, yeah, I might not recruit you this year, especially if you're a sophomore, but I'll pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. I might get a head job, you know, and then I can go and recruit you at that head job. And as we know, it's about relationships. So you want to be able to build those relationships. Some coaches like to see players grow. Some coaches are coming in looking for, like, immediate right now. I need him to come in and be impactful as a freshman. Or some people want to come in and, hey, I'm going to keep an eye on him for the next year. Or, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand this, the head coach has the final say, but the assistant coaches will come down there, and it might be something that the assistant coach likes that the head coach doesn't approve on, and there's a coaching staff change, and that assistant coach goes somewhere else, and he still was able to keep that player, you know, in his Rolodex. So that's the impact of it. You have to recruit Georgia, and you can see that through all levels of college and even into the NBA and professional basketball.
All right, spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline, Joel Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about the GBCA Live. Have you seen in terms of, because you just touched on the fact that, like you said, coaches know they got to come and recruit Georgia. Have you seen any type of significant, I don't want to necessarily say drop-off, but any type of, you know, with the landscape of college sports and the transfer and the portal, have you seen anything significant, any type of significant impact maybe on the attendance of some of these coaches and recruiters in returns to come into the event?
Sometimes. I can't say yes or no either way. You're still going to have SEC and ACC coaches, Big 12 coaches. But, you know, what they're specifically looking for, who knows? You know, some coaches, hey, listen, we're only looking for two high school kids this year. Everybody else is coming through the portal. Some programs, they're looking for the high school kids, lower mid-majors or lower or D2s, you know, places where you may get an opportunity. JUCOs now, with the new rule where you can go 2 years and it doesn't count against you, they're recruiting stronger now. So at the end of the day, there's still a bona fide benefit to being able to play in front of coaches. And I tell everyone this all the time, young men, young women, all it takes is one. That's all it takes. It just takes one.
All right. And you touched on the fact that, like you said, this weekend it'll be just the Georgia programs next weekend. And this all goes down at Lake Point. But next weekend, who are some of the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The states that will be kind of represented that you know of next weekend, because next weekend's kind of more of a, not necessarily just Southeast, but because I feel like there's a couple of years teams kind of came from a couple other places. But to your knowledge, who are some of the other represented states that will be in attendance next week?
Well, next week is, they consider the Southeast regional. So you'll have a handful of South Carolinas, a couple Floridas, a couple Alabamas, a couple Tennessees. I think for the most part, that's it. I think at one time there was a Texas in there, but yeah. I'm not really sure. But in years past, you had a Kentucky or Ohio slip in. But for the most part, it's kind of been the South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, the bordering states. Mm-hmm. But, of course, South Carolina has their live period this weekend. Florida does, too. So depending on just the relationships and what the coaches want to do in those states and who they want to play and this, that, and the third. But you'll still have – it'll still be a heavy selection of Georgia teams, but you'll have a good number, like I said, from Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama.
All right, nice. Spending time here on the Wait4.com hotline. Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joel, we got a couple more minutes. Want to switch gears a little bit. Don't know if you got a chance to hear my conversation with Dr. Tim Scott, but I know you're in the know, so you know everything that's going on with these new transfer rules. And, you know, like me, you follow all the different groups that parents, coaches, everybody's a part of, and a lot of different reactions on from people on what they think this all means and how it's going to impact schools, kids, programs, just a lot, right? So first off, let me ask you to just kind of share some of your initial thoughts on these new rules.
I don't like them. It's very interesting. But I overall don't like them. Do I think there needs to be some kind of quote unquote tightening or something of that nature? Yes, but being a student athlete and being in certain situations is preparing you athletically for your opportunity at the next level. Some coaches, some programs, some schools, they're more inclined to have those resources and relationships and opportunities available, whereas this other school, quite frankly, doesn't. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a case-by-case situation. They build in the hardship. The hardship rarely gets approved in the past. It's like less than 8%. So that's just there as a caveat. Kids going from school to school. Yeah, I understand it, and you need to have some form of stability. Every situation is different. As long as they take the approach of a case-by-case situation, that's fine. You know, I know of a young man that got ruled ineligible, but he wanted to put himself in a tougher situation to play different competition and use the resources of another school to enhance his opportunities at the next level because he didn't feel like he was getting that honestly at the other school. And as a result of going to that school, he was deemed ineligible. But that particular program, administration, and coaches continued to help the young man and put him in a situation now where he's got these offers. So it's a slippery slope. I understand some of it. Overall, you said mixed emotions. If I had to give you a scale 50-50, I'm like 60% don't like it. It's because I've been around the game of basketball and then, of course, with some high school football. And some schools and programs do more for their students and their student athletes than others do. And, you know, your parents now just going to have to do their due diligence on the front end and then be in a situation where they are on the same page with the future school or the new school's administration and coaching staff and the resources are available there because, you know, if you do it again, you got to go through the hardship. And it's not always going to come out favorable on the hardship side.
Yeah, man. Wrapping up here with Joel Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking about the new transfer rules now. within GHSA. You said you're about 60-40. Before you go, Joel, if you had to, because I know you stay in communication often, even in off-season with coaches, but if you had to throw that percentage out there in terms of some of the coaches you may have heard from, what would you say that percentage is about how maybe some of them may be feeling about it?
It's not positive. 70% don't like it. It's not a positive thing in certain circles. And some of those that are leaning that way are the ones that their programs, their administration, their community, their boosters, they do these things that help their quote unquote student athletes and help them prepare for that next level. Whereas some schools and associations, they have teams, and some schools have programs, and there's a difference between a team and a program. It's a slippery slope, but you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It'll be interesting to watch. You know, Arkansas passed the rule, not as tight as this one. South Carolina passed the rule, not as tight as this one. Mm-hmm. And with Georgia and the amount of people that move here and transient here, and you've got to be a whole lot more strategic, especially if you don't know the area, and it's different. And you'll see you'll start seeing some of the top talent leave, which we've had some leave, you know, this past couple weeks. We've had a couple leave and go elsewhere. So it's going to be a slippery slope and a way to find it. But from the coaches that I've talked to, they understand it, but they're not really positive on it, especially those coaches that, you know, that they that's what they do. Their programs, their schools, they have the resources. They're able to get their young men to the next level. And, you know, the old adage is, if you build it, they will come. Well, I build it. Now you've got to do this or that. Now, I know they're saying that you can't do it and that you can't move and X, Y, Z, and you got to do it this way and that way. But I actually think it comes down to a lot of other sociological things that went behind that.
Yeah. Well, we'll be keeping our eye on it to see how it all impacts the high school world here in Georgia. Joel, thank you for spending time with us, man. Real quick, give out your socials and how they can keep up with you related to everything on high school hoops.
It's at Jay Hillsman and at Hillsman Heavy, and hope to see you out at GBCA this weekend. I'll be on court 5, and we'll be streaming it for you guys, for all the college coaches and everyone that wants to see the wonderful talent here in the state of Georgia.
Good deal. Joel, thank you so much. All right, y'all, when we get back, summer workouts have been underway here. Week 3 this week. So over the past couple of weeks, I've got a chance to catch up with a couple of coaches. Coach Robert Walsh, Whitfield Academy football team, and then Coach Johnny White, Douglas County Tigers. It's all coming up right here on Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.